Just so everybody knows, this is the beginning of the show. There's three 3DSs in the studio right now. And yeah. We all have Animal Crossing, and we're all...
Should we just record an hour of us playing?
Yeah. Welcome to Play This Podcast. I'm Carl Swindell. I have with me in the studio Jason Cross 00.
Hello.
That's your Twitter.
That's my Twitter.
I have the Browncoat88.
Yeah.
His Twitter.
Did we ever look up if the Cooch is available?
I started to look and then I got distracted by work.
Oh. Well, I guess that's responsible. By the way, you're not doing work right now. You're playing your Nintendo 3DS.
I just beat the Ultimate Ghost.
You just beat him?
Yeah. Armando did that for me.
Oh, okay.
Our own Armando.
Don't spoil it for us or the audience.
Okay.
We all have 3DSs in the studio right now.
Right.
Nerds.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's because finally a game came out that makes people play their 3DSs.
It makes people buy 3DSs now. I've never ran into so many street passes before.
Yeah.
That's great.
Well, what's funny is that the game we're going to be talking about today is the game. It's Animal Crossing New Leaf.
Yep.
You've probably already heard about it. But what's interesting is that we're all right now in the studio talking about Find Me. Which is just like a little teeny mini game
like
within the 3DS.
Yeah.
And we're like, well, we're going to go back and play that now because we have a reason because we got our 3DSs out.
Yeah, because...
interesting?
Right. So many people have started to have 3DSs or carry them around at least because they're playing Animal Crossing that you start to get street passes all over the place. I get them on the bus or walk into work or whatever.
Yeah.
I get random people and then three or four people here at work every day. So leveling up and I'm doing my Find Me and I'm doing the like...
The puzzle piece thing?
Puzzle pieces.
I don't really care about that because I know the answer is just a 3D picture of Metroid. Okay, I got it.
Yep.
So we're going to talk about that today. And we're also going to talk about Xbox One because our last podcast, which we think is up now, is we were talking about all the craziness that Microsoft was doing with their kind of DRM-ish stuff.
Yeah, we talked a lot about post E3 stuff. And that was like the day before
they switched
Microsoft
everything.
Said, "Okay, you win, Internet. Yep. We're going back to the way it is right now."
Was anyone else really, really, really surprised by that?
I think I was
surprised. Super surprised.
Microsoft doesn't do that. They don't go back on stuff, especially with Xbox.
And as we record this today, they're wrapping up Build's keynote where Microsoft, you know, Windows 8.1 was the big highlight of the thing, and they're kind of going back on some stuff there with Windows 8 where they're like, okay, start menu,
yep, start menu, down, yep.
And, you know, turn off the corners, yada yada. So it seems like I don't know if what we call this is Microsoft doesn't know what to make anymore. Like, or are they clueless, or is it
clued in?
Or are they clued in? Are they like, gee, we should listen to our customers? I don't know.
I'm going to go with the second one just because I want them to succeed because, I mean, I have so many, you know, Windows still does so many things for me.
Yeah.
So I think it's them listening and responding. Which
seems like they're really willing to take a lot of risks, but then they're definitely not scared to backpedal when it doesn't go as they
right.
plan.
Or modify. I mean,
modify.
And backpedal means like they're going to totally like change, like they did with the Xbox, I think.
Yeah, before it even came on the market, people made such an uproar that they said, okay, we're going. And the change is, it's just like it is today.
Yeah.
You have, you buy a disc and it works like it, you have to have the disc, it installs the hard drive, but you have to have the disc in the drive to play. And you can give it to your friend or rent it or sell it or whatever. You can all the stuff you can do today. A little bit of – they had to give away some features when they did that. So if you buy a disc-based game, you don't get the digital copy that you can then later download.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't get the family sharing plan. They don't do that anymore.
I'll take that.
Had to go.
I'll take those things being gone for the convenience.
Yeah, to me, it didn't impact me in terms of like used game sales and all that stuff. I think the rentals is the bigger deal.
Yeah, and the game flies and stuff. Well, let's just start with that. We're already talking about it. But I think, in general, it's unprecedented. I don't think they've done that kind of a, I don't want to say flip-flop, but basically.
180, whatever.
180.
Xbox 180, am I right?
Like the whole system was based on one thing, and then they totally changed it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, like we said in our podcast, was that we were thinking they were going to try to push the envelope, push forward and be like the first ones out of the gate, even if it's got some bumps.
Be like a console version of Steam,
right?
Which is what they wanted to do.
Right.
And they're
like,
well,
good sales. I'm going to miss those.
It was like, yeah, it was like, we're going to do Steam, except we're also even layering on this thing where you can share your game library with your family and you can go get a disc if you want. But the downside was like the console checks in every 24 hours. Now all that's gone.
Yeah.
It doesn't check in. They said you have to go online when you first set up your Xbox, the day you get it. But that's every console now. I mean, Wii U had a big day one patch. The PlayStation 4 will. I mean, hardware manufacturing just takes a long time. So.
Yeah.
So you have to do that. But after that, you can go offline and just put discs in the drive and play offline all you want.
I think it goes back to the other thing that we brought up is that, you know, the life cycle of the DVD / Blu-ray thing. It's still not, you know, dead. It's still going to be around for a little while. So that's another thing that they have to see. So, well, I'm all for it. And actually, when we were talking last, when I thought it was going to be the other way, I was like, I guess I'll get that PlayStation 4 first. And now I'm like, well, maybe not.
Yeah, because...
I mean, I literally have changed my mind a little.
Like we talked about in the thing, you know, absent the policy stuff... The exclusives. There's a lot of games that'll be on both. But the exclusives that they have for the one interest me a lot more.
Yeah. Right. Plus,
like Forza looks a lot better than Drive Club. Project Spark looks really cool.
Yeah.
Killer Instinct.
Titanfall.
Like there's
a big one, yeah.
Those things look a lot better than, you know, what are the PS4 exclusives?
Fact that you don't know off the
Yeah, like the ones that are coming out with the system are like Knack, Drive Club. God, I can't even remember. Like the most interesting ones aren't coming out with the system.
Yeah. So, and Grand Theft Auto, which everybody will play on all systems.
And there's a lot of cool indie stuff on the PS4, but it's also all on the PC.
Mm.
So I can play it there. I'm not thinking that that's...
Is that true? All of them? I mean, there's definitely some console indie exclusives, I think.
They're only exclusive to PS4 on the consoles.
Right.
Almost all of them are also PC games.
Mm. Right.
Okay.
So it's, yeah, that just doesn't excite me as much as the other stuff.
The only one I can think of that was like console only for a while was Fez, but even that is on PC now.
Oh, yeah.
And they're not going to do.
yeah.
They're not going to do the Xbox thing, so.
Well, I don't know. What do we think about Xbox then? Like,
I'm still have pre-orders on
pre-order both.
It
doesn't
even
matter.
I think eventually everyone will probably try to own both at some point in time during the console cycle.
It's just which one you get first, which actually helps the companies like get the bump. So who bought the first one?
You know? If you're a core gamer, you're eventually not gonna. You're gonna miss out on a lot of cool games if you don't have both. If you're like a hardcore gamer, a lot of people aren't that hardcore and have to choose one.
Yeah.
And I would think it being a new console system, one of the things the feathers Sony used to have in their cap was like, well, you can play online without a subscription thing, but now that's not true with PS4.
Yeah, they almost became them. They did the same thing. Like they're giving away games, and then they're also charging. So.
If you're talking about the subscriptions, though, between Xbox Live and PlayStation Plus, I still think PlayStation Plus is probably a better deal. I think isn't it a little cheaper? You get a bunch of games for free.
It's barely cheaper.
Yeah, I mean, for PS3, there was tons of free games, and they were good games.
I didn't know you got to keep them until recently.
Oh, do you really? Well, until you have your PlayStation, as long as you have your PlayStation Plus membership.
Your account, yeah. I thought it was like, hey, play this free for a month, and then
I didn't realize
you downloaded it and you kept it as long as you kept
your
account
alive. No, the download goes away after a month.
Right.
But if you downloaded it, you can hang on to it.
Yeah, we got Little Big Planet that way, or Little Big Planet 2, I think, or whatever. Like. They had good games, and then that's why, you know, Microsoft's like, we'll do that too, but then
it's like,
Assassin's Creed, okay.
It's like two, it's like
older games.
Two a month.
I was going to say real quick, on the Build conference, they started showing Project Spark more.
Yep.
And, you know, that works really well with my want for the Xbox. I'm like, well.
The little demo they had on the Build conference, I got to watch it. It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
The guy just in like 5 minutes made a little, like he went from going to like a little RPG kind of style thing to being like a little touch game on a device where you like touch little goblins and they popped.
And then playing it right on the Xbox.
Yeah.
Like I said, I watched him just port it over and all of a sudden you're like just playing it.
It's like
it,
in the cloud.
Yeah.
Well.
So I don't know. I'm
Jason's going to get both. I'm going to maybe get the Xbox first now, which is weird.
Yeah, go for it.
And Cooch is going to get.
Yeah, then you can play Dead Rising with me.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness, Dead Rising. Yeah, I forgot about that.
That looked really good.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about Animal Crossing for a second, which won't be a second.
No,
it won't be a second.
Crazy.
We've been talking about it for like a week.
And a lot of people are. Straight. Animal Crossing New Leaf, it's the culmination of all the Animal Crossings. I think the finally, in my opinion, the fully realized version, because it really works with online very well. We're mm-hmm. all talking about it. Mm-hmm. It has a lot of good sharing capabilities. Well,
I would say the online, it has it. It's kind of clunky. I mean, if you're in the room with someone and you just want to go into someone's down, that's smooth enough. The mm-hmm. the internet online, you have to jump
it's
through
a little
like
complicated.
Yeah, you have to jump through gates. A whole bunch of hoops and open gates and get on a train and take forever to get there. And
but there is the online sharing of just like the house showcase or the room showcase.
Yeah, that's
which
cool.
just happens on Street Pass, and mm-hmm. then you just go check it out, and that stuff's pretty seamless. You just go check out random people's houses.
Yeah.
And can buy products from them, and that's kind of I guess what online in quotes like you know yeah. sharing or whatever. So a lot of that stuff is great, and you know I introduced it to my girlfriend, and she's addicted,
yeah.
especially to fishing.
It is addiction, the game.
It is addiction, the game. Yeah. The game. But yeah. what's great about it, and I said this the other day, is that it's addiction, but like relaxing. It's like there's other yeah. games that you're addicted to. You're like Hexagon or something. You're like, and you get all frustrated.
Right.
This one, you just go to relax and do stuff. Right. And yeah, you don't want to stop playing it, but it's not because you're freaked out,
right.
or you have to hurry up. I mean, sometimes the stores are closing.
Yes. But, yeah, that's the biggest stress of the game.
Besides that, in general, you're doing it because you want to go relax. Like, we've been doing it now after we got out of work.
Yeah.
Like, just real quick, like, let's just go fish, just right. check in on some stuff. But not because we have to. You know, because there's games like that.
Right.
Farmville yeah. and some other ones where I think
it's
more
all
like
time-based.
Time stuff.
So,
yeah.
So it's what, yeah, there's almost no fail states in Animal Crossing.
Although
there's,
you can't get stung by bees.
Right, you can get stung Lots. By bees.
I got stung by bees 3 times in one day.
But those all it does is, you know, all it does is ugly. Make your face a little ugly, yeah. and then you...
Everyone laughs at you.
And where's the medicine, by the way?
It's at the news store. You have to wait until the store upgrades, and then then it's available at the store.
Right.
I was like, I'll just wait until I wake up the next morning and be fine.
Yeah.
But I couldn't find
it. I mean, that's what I mean. Everything is like that. Everything is... There's you know, weeds can grow, and there's little things that can happen. They all go away on their own after a short amount of time.
But weeds don't go
you
away.
You can't... Well, yeah, I mean, you can just, weeds. Like, run around and pick up some weeds. It's yeah, not a yeah. big deal. You can... It's not hard to... You can't get yourself in a place where it's like, oh, I lost so much money.
Yeah,
or,
yeah, yeah.
Oh, I really got a big setback. Nothing can really set you back. And that's why there's no pressure. There's no...
Yeah, and that's why it's relaxing.
Fun. Yeah.
But speaking of set you back, there is a new stock market, which is the turnips.
Yes. yeah.
And I heard the other day that you, Mr. Jason Cross... Yes. Invested 100,000 bells in turnips?
About 90,000. It paid off.
Told me
so
right before.
Much. Oh, you guys, dude.
Now, you want to pro tip?
Yes.
Jason Cross, go right. about the pro tip. How you tell me about it?
All right, this is Market Watch.
Yes,
Market Watch.
Market Watch. Yeah. I need sound effects and things like the Mad Money guy. You know.
I just did it.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay. There's so the bells sell for. I mean, the bells. The turnips sell for between 90 and was it 110 or 120 bells? I think
so.
On Sundays. And then on Mondays through Saturdays, you can sell them. And
you have to sell them before Saturday or they'll go bad.
They go bad. They go bad after a week.
Money.
So it's bad. Money down the drain, yeah. The retail person does a different price every day. Actually, they change the price at noon, so it's two prices a day. And it may never be more than what you sold them for. But you can go to somebody else's town and sell your turnips there. So all you have to do is find a person who goes to retail and says, oh, they're buying them for a lot, and then everybody go to that town. And there's a Animal Crossing subreddit on Reddit where people are like, this is what they're buying my things for. And yesterday, somebody had their retail was buying turnips for 598 bells.
Holy crap.
Right?
That's five times your investment.
Yes. So there was...
or more.
More. Almost yeah. six. There was, 600, I think, is the max. So this was crazy. And, of course, everybody, his town's full. I'm sitting there for over an hour in the train station trying to get into his town.
You're trying to get into his town. That's the first time that's happened.
Maximum occupancy
yeah.
to the
yeah,
town.
Yeah, seriously. Oh, yeah, because you can have four people visit
right.
your town.
My question with that, though, real quick, is that now everybody has your friend code on that subreddit. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Do you get rid of the friends after? Like, you don't want all those people.
You don't have to add anyone. You have to add them, too, right?
Right.
You know, they add your friend code. You have
guys
to add them.
Best friends.
Yeah, you're just like your business partners.
Well, even yes. regular friends, you have to add their friend code, and they have to add you, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So
I know,
if I don't add anybody else's
friends to add all of a sudden.
Well, yeah, I don't. Okay. I just if you're
I'm
turnips,
saying if I'm the town, yeah.
Yeah, if you're that town, yeah. So he's just sitting there adding friends like crazy, and then deleting friends when they leave,
okay.
like nuts, and that's his thing. But everybody kind of tips. Because you can make, I made 545,000 bells going and selling my stuff there.
So what did you do? Give him money then?
Yeah, I actually gave him like 10 grand. you know.
Did you just hand it over? How do you?
I just dumped a bag of money on the ground.
Oh my goodness!
That's like, it's not the best practices.
That visual is hilarious, though. Hold on, thanks for your turnip prices. Here's some gold.
Just on the ground.
It was funny because I didn't even know there was a maximum amount of money you could carry. Apparently, you can't carry over a certain amount of money, and then they just put bags of money in your inventory.
Put it in your inventory.
So I went there, and it was so much. She's like, oh, no, that's more than you can carry. Here, I put it in bags for you, and I opened up my inventory, and it's just full of bags of cash.
They've never heard of bank accounts or wire transfers.
It's
like you rob a bank.
You just carry it with you.
I just dropped 10 grand on the ground, ran back to my town.
Okay, so that leads me to my next question.
Went to the ATM and deposited all my money.
That leads me to my next question. Can I borrow some money?
Yeah.
Can I just come to your town and you just drop some money down?
Yeah, sure.
I'll pay you back at like some sort of interest.
Yeah.
Well, that's what leads me actually to a third thing, which I was going to talk about, is this picture share thing. Which I think is the first time this has happened. So you can take pictures in Animal Crossing. I think you've always been able to do that most of the time.
Right. Yeah.
And how you do that on the 3DS is you just hold down the both trigger buttons
and
it takes a picture. Well, now there's a website, and it launched in Europe for some reason first, and now you can access it right now. Mm-hmm. And there's a pro tip. It's i.nintendo.net.
Right.
And then you go there. Well, you go there with your browser on your 3DS.
Mm-hmm.
When you do that...
Can you go there on a regular web browser?
Yeah, you can. But you want to do it on your 3DS because it's going to take the pictures from your 3DS's gallery.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Yeah,
I got you.
So it's got them already there when you take the picture in Animal Crossing. And then you go to the website, and then you got to log into Facebook and Twitter. You can do both. I think another one, LinkedIn maybe. And then when you log in once, you're logged in forever. So the next time you have a picture, it says browse. The browse goes to your 3DS image gallery.
Hmm.
You pick it, and then you do a caption.
Okay.
And then it tweets in Facebooks. And that's the first time, again, like I said, the sharing part, where I'm starting to see people's lives in Animal Crossing. And, of course, it's exciting to do your own.
Right.
So that what I'm saying is you should take a picture of all that gold.
Oh, I should have done
and
it.
And post it. I mean,
making it rain.
Yeah, make it your list. Yeah,
I should have done
comment.
It before I put it all in the
it's
bank.
You can just withdraw it all, put it in little bags.
I started spending it. I'm like, I'm going to buy a house upgrade and I'm going to buy a thing. Yeah.
Just do one picture of you in the middle and all these bags around you.
That's right.
And then be like FTW bells or something.
Yeah.
So anyways, that's a great service. i.nintendo.net.
I don't know why you have to go to a web page. That's just
it
another
could
like
an app.
Nintendo.
It could be an app
out
and it could be
internet.
Within the game too, but I think someone probably maybe made it for them. I don't know how it works, but it's part of Nintendo, so
yeah.
Nintendo Photo Share. And we'll put the link in the show notes.
Did you guys see when Reggie Fils-Aime he did like a little tour of his home? He's got a huge house. He's got like upstairs, four rooms, basement, but he's got a bedspread with his own face on it.
Oh my goodness!
And it was hilarious.
Wait, so I have Reggie
as a
street.
Can
pass.
You go visit his house?
Yeah, I think that's where I have.
Did
that.
You street pass him? Like, I don't. Well, you were at E3.
Wait, I was at E3. So. Wait, but I didn't have my 3DS there.
Sometimes I think during E3 they like push
they
street
pushed
pass
it to
people because I got a bunch too from like. Nintendo people.
Yeah, because my girlfriend was like, who's that guy that I have all of a sudden? I'm like, that's Reggie. So anyways, I went to, I think it was his house then maybe I have, but it was a spoiler. I didn't want to go in. I looked in and I was like, oh, all that stuff. And I don't want to, I want to be surprised. So I backed
objects.
Out of his house.
There's some guy in my happy homeowner like area where you go and to people you pass to, he has every video game object you could have, like
the
whole set.
That.
And
it's
he's got a big old house full of like, the different Mario blocks and Pikmin things and all this stuff. He's got like all of that Star Fox stuff.
Yeah.
It's all over his house in sets and everything.
Is this Reggie?
No, I don't think so. His score is like 40,000. His like homeowner score thing. Mine's like 3,000.
Yeah,
I haven't checked mine. I know. I have really bad feng shui.
Right. Yeah. His is great. Yeah. It's amazing.
I think it's Reggie.
No, it's not Reggie.
It isn't. Okay.
It's definitely not Reggie.
Well, anyways, yeah, that's the one thing about the only downfall of that is I like finding rare objects. Like there's the set of robot stuff, like robot TV, robot dressers.
I got a robot dresser. Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I would like those, and I found that from a showcase. But I don't want to see like a million things that I'm going to be excited about later, you know. So, anywho, we're all playing it. We should put our – no, we shouldn't put our friend codes in the thing. But, yeah, there's the pro tips for you. You can take pictures, and you can sell turnips at high prices if you do use.
That's a cool. I didn't know that thing with the pictures. I knew you could take them, and I'm like, it's such a pain. I'd have to get them off my SD card.
Exactly.
And stuff,
that's what I thought too.
Easier to get them.
Yep.
With the web service
thing. Web servicing. I think that's it. What was the other things? Anything else?
Oh, there was one game I wanted to tell people to go play. It's really simple. Go to adarkroom.doublespeakgames.com.
Yep.
It's a little simple. game. It's sort of a text adventure. There's only text, but you don't type things. You click on stuff, and it works a little bit like Facebook. Like things happen every so many seconds. There's little countdown bars.
45 seconds to a minute. Yeah.
Yeah. There's little countdown bars for things, and then it's interesting. I don't want to spoil what it's about because part of it is discovering what it's about is part of the game.
There are no instructions.
There are no instructions. It's good that there's you can't do anything at first except for light the fire. And then as you keep doing things, more options become available. You start building a whole town. Once you make the compass, you can leave the town. There's all this stuff you can do. It gets really I don't want to say deep, but it really gets fulfilling and you can do all this stuff.
It's like a menu driven exploratory adventure game.
Little adventure RPG sort of thing.
It's cool.
Yeah. So check it out. And it doesn't work on mobile very well at all. You got to use a computer
browser.
It would
be great for mobile,
too. It would be awesome for mobile. I really want them to do something with that.
I have been playing something as well, unless you're going to close.
No.
Prison Architect.
Oh, right. We're going to talk about that. Yeah.
That game is fun. It's just in a little beta right now. You can, I think, get in for $20 or $25. I forget what it is. And then play it as they build it. But it's in a pretty good state right now. There's not a whole lot of goals, but just building a sustainable prison is a whole lot of fun.
The simulation of it.
And so tough.
Yeah.
The little prisoners and stuff, they're so cute. They're little heads on little round bodies, but they will stab your guys.
They will give you a shit.
You will have to build a morgue.
Yeah.
Because they...
I saw Greg Miller and some guys playing it, streaming it somewhere. Mm-hmm. And they, because there's some bugs in it, they built, the deputy or some one of the main guys, mm-hmm. and, they accidentally locked him in a room, and he couldn't get out and do anything. And so, I actually like the bugs and different kind of things because it's new.
Only guards can open jail cell doors, so sometimes your workers will be building a building, and then they'll install a jail door. Then they'll be stuck in there until a guard comes lets them out. You're like, oh. But you can manually open all the doors. There's a lot of customization in there. You can manually open doors, lock down.
You got to make a big fence around the whole thing.
Yeah, I forgot to do that so many
People
times.
Forget that.
They run. They run immediately. As soon as you unlock their little handcuffs, as soon as they get outside to go play in the yard or take a shower, they'll run.
That's some brave inmates, though.
Yeah.
Think about it. If it was a real jail, you're like, listen, I don't see a fence over there. Let's just go for it.
They're fast. My guards need to get in shape because my guards are slow compared to those inmates.
So is it a good sim? Is it
is
it a good sim?
Yeah, because you can you just start off as a little small prison, and then you can choose whether every morning new prisoners show up, or you can shut it down so that you can have time to build up your prison a little bit.
Hmm.
Then you make money based on how many prisoners you have and federal grants and things like that. And then you have to actually get things like a warden or a deputy guy, like a main guard, in order to upgrade your security.
Yeah, I want to play it so bad.
Yeah.
It is. And then, so it seems like it's worth the $20, even in its alpha state.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I've been addicted to it. Even after you finish all the goals, then just building a sustainable prison. I went to the gym one day, and I'm like, okay, my gym or my prison's fine. I'm going to leave it for an hour.
Oh,
I came back, and it was mostly okay. There
Things
was a couple
are on fire.
Dead people.
That'd be funny. Yeah.
A lot of blood.
A couple dead people. I like how that's just kind of okay. You're like, it's just only two people that died. Well, what's the website for that? Is it just?
It's on Steam. I know that. You can get on Steam, Prison Architect.
I will get that this week. That sounds awesome.
Well,
I'm going to close with two things,
okay,
which is kind of the same thing. I do this little show called Stuck in the Walls. You should check it out.
Mm-hmm.
It's over on onawa.tv.
Okay.
It's my new site. And I was doing one. I was going to do Last of Us but I was like, I can't because it's such a good game, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But Last of Us has graphical bugs.
Sure.
Literally, you move the camera away, and all of a sudden, the neighborhood is gone.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I was in a garage someplace, and the floor just went away. I'm like,
how do you know if you're not just losing your mind?
Yeah, I'm like, wait, maybe this is just me. But no, it's there. But the next one I'm going to do, I just want to say, is Deadpool, because it just came out.
Oh.
And that is one of the weirdest games, because it literally, the character in the comic books, he always talked about being a comic book character.
He's insane, and they break the fourth wall. There's two narrators or two voices in
his head.
Yeah, because
he has multiple personalities. Yeah. Well, in this game, he literally talks about the developers. And the fact that he's in a video game. So I thought that'd be really good for my show where you go, hey, I'm going to try to break it.
Is the game any good?
It's mediocre.
Mm.
Yeah.
Deadpool's been getting a lot really popular, as a character. He's been really popular, at least on the internet recently.
Mm. So I'm saying if you're if you have a 14 year old mentality and really crazy,
the perfect
stupid jokes,
superhero, quote unquote.
But at the same time, games that are kind of meta, I think this is going to be a sleeper. I don't know.
Mm.
We'll see. Deadpool comes out today. And that's it. Well, the show is over. Yay.
Are you happy that it's over?
No, I don't know.
I'm sad. Saying, I have to go back to work.
Boo. So follow us on Twitter. We did our Twitters at the beginning.
Yeah.
You're Onawa.
O-N-A-W-A, Browncoat 88.
Mm-hmm. The Browncoat 88.
The Browncoat 88.
Yes. I got it right the only time. One.
Yes. And JasonCross00. Send us mail, entertainment at techhive.com.
Animal Crossing tips.
We should check that.
We haven't had anything pertaining to the podcast.
Well, send pertaining to the podcast questions.
And Animal Crossing tips.
And that's it. And Animal Crossing out.